special visit to Koro and Nanny. By Here Here Titoko, illustrated by Jennifer Cooper. Ani carried her bag out to the car. "Are you ready?" said Mum. "We have a long way to drive today." Ani and her mum and dad were going back home to see Koro and Nanny. When they arrived, Nanny and Koro came out to meet them. Ani hugged them both. "We've missed you, Moko," said Koro. "You must be hungry," said Nanny. "Come and have some kai." Ani could smell Nanny's bread baking. "Yum," she said. "Nanny made the best bread." Everyone talked and laughed as they ate. Ani tried to stay awake, but it had been a very long day. It was time for her to go to bed. When Ani woke up, it was dark. She couldn't see the wardrobe in the corner. She couldn't see the drawers beside her bed. "Mum! Mum!" she called. But Mum didn't hear her. "What's the matter, Moko?" asked Koro as he turned on the light. "I'm scared. I couldn't see anything," said Ani.
"You don't need to be scared, Moko," said Koro.
"You have many kaitiaki to watch over you. Haere mai." Ani and Koro went outside. Ani saw millions of stars sparkling in the night sky. "They're so beautiful," said Ani.
"Ai, Moko, they are your kaitiaki," said Koro. "They are there to watch over you and light your way."
Ani yawned.
"It's time you went back to bed," said Koro.
Ani opened the curtains in her room. "Now I will be able to see my kaitiaki," she smiled. Ani snuggled back down into bed. She lay and watched the starry sky until she fell asleep.